You're listening to Unveiling Mormonism from PursueGod.org.
We live in a world obsessed with what can be measured or touched or verified. And, you know, we call it the real world. But history is littered with experts who literally couldn't see past their own noses. In 1876, for example, a Western Union internal memo dismissed the telephone as a toy with no inherent value. In 1943, the president of IBM thought that there was a world market for maybe 5 computers. I mean, it's hilarious when you think about the lack of vision that people have who really were on the cutting edge of the technology of their day. These guys had the data, but they lacked the vision. They couldn't see the reality that was standing right in front of them. Today, we arrive at Hebrews 11, the Faith Hall of Fame. And if you've been following this series, you know that we've spent weeks tearing down the shadows of religious systems, high priests, rituals, and now the author of Hebrews wants to show us the substance. You know, for a Mormon or a former Mormon, faith is often described as a seed that you have to continue to develop. You have to pray and pay and obey, and eventually, you'll know that it's true. But Hebrews 11 gives a definition of faith that isn't about an emotional burning in the bosom. It's about an objective anchor in a reality that you can't see yet. Verse 1 says this: faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It's the evidence of things we cannot see. The Greek word for reality there is the word hypostasis. It literally means that which stands under. It's talking about the foundation. Now think about the LDS temple. It's this massive, tangible, expansive building. It's really central to the faith of most Mormons. They can see it. They can touch the granite. And really, for a lot of Mormons, the building is the evidence. I remember watching a Mormon movie years ago, and it was kind of right at this climactic point in the story. And this guy looks out his hotel window. He's struggling with his faith, and he sees the temple. And I thought that was so telling that really, for Mormons, the temple is the center of the story. I think if it was a Christian movie, he would have looked out the window and maybe he saw a cross or something like that. I think for a lot of Mormons, it's almost like that granite building is proof that Mormonism is true. But Hebrews says that true faith doesn't need that granite building to prove that God is there. According to Hebrews, faith is the substance that stays firm even when the buildings are gone or the prophets are silent. If you're leaving the LDS church, you might feel like you're losing your foundation. You might think, I'm losing the visible markers of my faith, the ward, the temple, the handbook. But Hebrews 11 is here to tell you the foundation isn't gone as you come to meet Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. It's just that you're finally standing on the real foundation. The author of Hebrews shows us that faith works in two directions. It's like a bridge that connects the beginning of time to the end of time. So first of all, you have what we're going to just call today backward-looking faith. The author says in verse 3, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Now this is a direct hit to LDS theology because Joseph Smith taught that God never had the power to create the spirit of man. He taught that matter is eternal and that God simply organized the pre-existing materials. He talked about that in the King Follett discourse. But Hebrews says that faith understands that the visible world came from the invisible word of God. This is what is called ex nihilo, creation out of nothing. Now, why does this matter? Because look, if God is just an organizer of matter, like what Mormons teach, then he is subject to the laws of that matter. But if he's the creator of the universe, which is what the Bible teaches, he's the creator of matter itself, then he's sovereign over it. So faith looks back and says, if God spoke the universe into existence, I can trust him to speak life into my dead situation. So that's the first thing. You have backward-looking faith. As followers of Jesus, people who believe in the Bible, biblical Christianity, we believe, read it for yourself, verse 3, we believe that God created everything. God alone was pre-existent. And that actually builds our faith in the God of the Bible. But it's not just backward-looking faith that the author of Hebrews talks about. It's also what I'm going to call today forward-looking faith, because this is what the author does now for the rest of Hebrews 11. He talks about the Hall of Famers from the Old Testament, Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and many others. Like, for example, verse 13, it's heartbreaking and it's also beautiful. It says, all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance. distance and welcomed it. The author is talking about what faith really looks like, and he's using Old Testament characters to prove his point. See, in Mormonism, you're promised blessings if you're faithful. And usually those are framed as earthly successes. You'll have a good family, a successful mission, prosperity, essentially. But the heroes of the faith from the Old Testament, according to chapter 11 of Hebrews, those guys died without the stuff, without the material blessings. I mean, think about it. Abraham was promised a nation, and he ended up owning exactly one plot of land, a grave for his wife. That's it. And yet God promised Abraham or his descendants like the promised land. The point is that Abraham's quality of faith was different than what Mormonism teaches about. Faith isn't a formula to get what you want from God. Faith is the ability to see that God's something better is bigger than your current comfort. It's the confidence that even if you lose your community or your family's approval or your social standing because you follow Jesus, which I know happens to so many Mormons, and it happens also to the Jewish Christians that the author of Hebrews is writing to in the first place, if you lose all of that, it actually proves the quality of your faith because you're gaining a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Now, I can hear the pushback from a good Mormon. You're going to say, well, wait a second. We're taught that faith is a hope for things which are not seen, which are true. That's from Alma 32. And, you know, I think you could say, you could argue, isn't that the same thing? We, you know, a Mormon just emphasizes that you have to work for that faith through your actions. But here's the difference. In the LDS framework, faith is often the result of your effort. It's a testimony that you build brick by brick. And this is true not just for Mormonism, it's true for any works-based religion. They're still going to use the idea of, or the word, the concept of faith, but it really means something completely different than what we see here in Hebrews chapter 11. Because in this chapter, faith is the gift that allows you to endure when the bricks are falling down. And that's the difference. Faith comes first, works come after. Afterward, the people in this chapter didn't have faith because their lives were going well. Many of them were sawn in two. They were destitute. They were persecuted. Just read the rest of the chapter. Their faith wasn't a feeling of knowing the church was true. Their faith was a reliance on the character of a God who had promised them a savior, even though they never knew his name. Today, if you are struggling with your testimony, stop trying to manufacture a feeling. Look at the Hall of Famers. They didn't have a perfect knowledge. They had a perfect object of faith, Jesus. You know, this chapter ends with a really cool statement in verse 40. It says, God had something better in mind for us. I love this. All the heroes of the Old Testament were looking for the Messiah. They saw him from a distance, it says in Hebrews 11. But you and myself, we live after the cross. We live after the veil was torn. So we don't have to wait for a restoration to have access to God. We have something better than Moses had. We have the indwelling Spirit of God. If you're a former Mormon standing in the fog of a lost identity, then I encourage you to read Hebrews 11 because I think it can act like a compass for you. Faith isn't pretending that everything is okay. Faith is the evidence that even when you're walking through the dark, the ground beneath your feet is solid granite because it's held up by the Word of God. I want to challenge you to look back and see the faithfulness of God in creation and in the cross. And then I want you to look forward. Trust that the something better that Jesus promised is real, even if you can't see the finish line yet. And then real faith, solid faith, is trusting Jesus in the space between, right? We're looking back at the heroes of the faith. We're looking forward at what God is going to give us someday. And we're going to have this along with anyone who's ever put their faith in Jesus throughout all of history. I think that you'll find when you read Hebrews chapter 11, you'll understand that the God of the Bible is strong enough to keep the church from falling apart and going apostate. The God of the Bible who sustained the faith of the Old Testament heroes and the New Testament heroes is the same God who sustained the faith of many followers of Jesus from the early church until today. And really, this promise of something better is for anyone who's put their faith in Jesus throughout the ages. Hebrews 11 says that it's impossible to please God without faith, but not because God is a demanding judge, but because faith is the only way we can actually have a relationship with a God who is spirit. So if you're still struggling to find your way out of Mormonism, stop trying to see your way out of your doubts. Start trusting the one who has already walked the path. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. He started the work in you and he will finish it, even if you currently feel like you're groping your way way through the dark. Read Hebrews chapter 11 for yourself and see what the Bible says about real, authentic faith.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to give to help support our ministry, please visit pursuegod.org/donate. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.